Proclamation number 5578, day of 16th of January, 1953. Free will. After talking about fasting and praying, people's will is free. Therefore they should also do what they deem right and not fear any displeasure on my part as long as they have me before their eyes and in their heart. A person cannot sin if he seeks to serve me, even if his actions deviate from my will, for then he does not recognize my will but does not consciously act against it. And I look favorably upon him and his activity. A special flow of strength emanates from people who completely bow down to me, who listen to the voice of the Spirit within themselves in deep humility and silent devotion. And the environment can also feel this current of strength if it opens itself to it. Thus the will of fellow human beings is necessary if an emanation of strength is to be evident, just as faith must be there where the strength is to become effective. If fellow human beings can be inspired to transmit a flow of strength to themselves through conscious contact with the source of strength, they will also experience the blessing which emanates from the source of strength. And this is the only explanation for the immense evidence of divine strength, the countless healings of the sick and spiritual awakenings, which first require the will to stand in the flow of grace and strength of eternal love. Unimagined strength can unfold as a result, for everyone who pushes towards me is accepted, and my love shines down on every person who seriously seeks me and obviously comes to meet me. My radiance of love, however, signifies strength which now expresses itself as the human being hopes. I want to be recognized and therefore do not hide myself from those who believe in my might and strength and want to be touched by it. But I can only make myself known to those who are no longer strangers to me and who prove this through intimate union with me through love and prayer. Whoever recognizes me will also love me and want to fill me in this love. Anyone who unites with me in heartfelt prayer will also not be a stranger and unloving towards his fellow human being with whom he seeks communion, and thus the prerequisites are given which allow for an obvious working of me. And thus I bless people, and my blessing means healing and strengthening, my blessing means life and light. Where many expect my strength, many will receive strength, for I always distribute according to desire. But the same can also happen to individual people without the masses taking notice. Will alone opens hearts to me, and everyone can prove his will in a different way. The will allows my obvious working or prevents it, which, however, should not mean that the human being only needs to request a miracle in order to experience this miracle. The will which causes me to express strength must be intimately and fully turned towards me, which also necessitates profound love for me and for the neighbor. Then it will be fulfilled in public or in silence. And such a will is also willing to give, to sacrifice and to help. And this is its strength and the guarantee that I will not fail myself.